know, there's been a lot of attention lately about the plight of homeowners that have subprime mortgages, and that's certainly deserved. But what our study shows is that the housing affordability problems in this country are actually increasing faster for renters than for homeowners. Between 1997 and 2005, the number of working families paying more than half their income for rent that were renters doubled, a much faster increase than a similar number for homeowners. And what we are expecting is as there are increases in the number of families that go into foreclosure, there are going to be new renters coming into the market. They're going to be adding demand to a constrained rental supply, which is going to further drive up rents.
And now your study ended in 2005, and it seems like the crisis has even gotten worse since then. What would you expect if you were able to look at numbers since then?
Well, that's exactly right. Our study ended in 2005. The subprime problems really had not yet hit the market, although a lot of the loans that got made in 2005 are the problem loans. And this problem is going to get much, much worse. We're seeing families that are renters now that ordinarily would have become homeowners that can't get a mortgage because credit is constrained given all of the subprime problems and which are even affecting the prime market. And so those families are staying renters when they might otherwise have become homeowners. And we're seeing families who are losing their homes through foreclosure or who are selling their homes prematurely in order to avoid foreclosure, they're coming onto the rental market. So you've got this double whammy in terms of these two additional populations, and the rental market just can't handle it. And so the result is prices increase.
And now, are these problems that are only happening in inner cities or anywhere in the country?
Our findings were that these problems are happening everywhere. In fact, while the absolute numbers of families with critical housing needs who are either paying more than half their income for housing or living in severely substandard housing, well, the absolute numbers are the worst on the coast, right, in Southeast Florida and the California and in the Northeast. But the problem is actually getting worse the fastest in the interior of the country. And so when we looked at individual metro areas, the one that had worsened the fastest was Denver. But also places like Charlotte and Kansas City and Sacramento and Pittsburgh, Indianapolis, a lot of these are places that are in the interior of the country where we don't really think of them as having housing problems, but actually problems there are increasing the fastest. We have a study called Paycheck to Paycheck that looks at that compares the price of buying or renting a home in more than 200 metropolitan areas to the incomes of working families in different professions. And so we found that in the third quarter of 2006, the median-priced home in Tampa was sold for $198,000. This isn't in your entire metropolitan area. And it would have taken an income of $67,828 to afford that home, which far exceeded the incomes of an elementary school teacher at $43,335, a police officer at about $42,000. And then when you get down to nurses, licensed practice nurses, $34,156, and on down. On the rental side, we estimated you need to make about $12.48 an hour to afford a one-bedroom and $15.10 an hour to afford a two-bedroom, while elementary school teachers and police officers can afford those rents. Retail salespersons and janitors had average hourly wages below $11 an hour, and were not able to afford either of those apartments. You've got a series of housing challenges in Tampa as well, and in fact, you ranked on the rental side, you're in the top quarter of jurisdictions with rental affordability problems. In the homeownership market, you're kind of more in the middle, but you obviously still have a significant challenge if you're a working family trying to buy a home in Tampa.